Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Turning Your Mess Into Your Message. It is Thursday, March 7th, and I'm super glad to be broadcasting this week, as last week I had the absolute worst flu probably I've ever had in my entire life. Would not wish it upon anybody, but this week I am recovering, and bear with me because my voice is still a bit crackly, and I might cough occasionally. So I think we can just bear with it. At least I'm alive. Praise the Lord. I hope you guys are having a very blessed day. It is my dad's birthday today, Nicholas DiCarlo. Happy birthday. I love you. You're my favorite in the world. And I'm so blessed that you are my dad. All right, you guys. Today's show is based off of my blog post titled Fake Friends Leave Real Scars. I wrote that post in October of 2012. And basically, I had been done wrong by a very close friend of mine and was struggling with the emotions and the thoughts that I was experiencing because of it. You know, God has been awesome ever since I've been 16 or so in giving me the outlet of writing to get rid of all those feelings and those things. So I usually feel a lot better after a good journal entry, or in this case, a blog post. So I'm going to be reading that for you guys in a little bit, but for now I'm going to start off the broadcast as usual with a prayer, because God is numero uno and gets the glory first and foremost. So let's go ahead and pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day and again for this opportunity to reach others through my message and my message radio. Thank you for the chance to bring hope to the hurting and your love to others, or simply maybe even a reminder of your love to those who may need it. I pray for non-judgmental minds, receptive hearts, and a very smooth broadcast today. All the glory is yours. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. You know, I really enjoy starting off each week with a prayer, because then you're in the spirit, and I obviously couldn't do much without, you know, God's grace and help, and I certainly couldn't impact my listeners and my readers without the power of the Holy Spirit. So God is good, and, you know, it's funny because when I first began my message, the blog, I had never blogged before, and I was kind of like, huh, when he put it on my heart to go ahead and start, you know, the blog. And I remember in the beginning, I felt so ineffective as an encouragement and as a ministering to others, because not one single person would like or share or read my writing, and it was really defeating. And, you know, a couple of friends would tell me, Erica, one like is better than no likes, and I would, you know, humbly agree. It was a new experience for me, and I wasn't aware yet that the lesson I was learning was in regards to power and its effect and who has it and vice versa and who doesn't. So I prayed on it, and after a few more posts, you know, God revealed to me that the problem was not my writing. It was why I was writing. You know, I was trying so hard to push these posts out, and, you know, in the event that I was laid off and thinking that I had to start producing these things to get myself out there. Not effective whatsoever. You know, the heart has to be in it. The God has to be the focal point. So from then on out, you know, what I wrote, I usually would write when the Holy Spirit compelled me to write about a certain topic. And from then on out, my posts have been much more effective, and, you know, they've reached 100 countries now. Praise God. So all glory is His. And the more of Him and less of us in anything, in our experiences and our thoughts and our interactions, it makes them much more real and much more powerful. So God will reach the masses. He will raise the glasses. He will get it done. And through you, you know, it's a very important, you know, message as well, as though you're not void in it. God has handpicked us to be vessels of encouragement and love, and, you know, ministers to others of how real, you know, this love is of His. So anyways, speaking of real, how about we get into today's blog post? Hopefully by now you guys are all familiar with my actual website, my message, brightstar2911.wordpress.com. all the blog posts that you guys are hearing on the air can be found there. And you guys can either pre-read, like, before the show, if you guys know I'm going to be discussing a certain post. That way you kind of know what's going on for the episode. Or as I read, you guys are more than welcome to read along with me. That's cool, too. I really appreciate everybody's support for my writing. So if you guys are visiting my site or you guys happen to stumble upon something that you like, let me know or feel free to share it. Love is an awesome thing, and I appreciate everybody that reads my writing. All right, so let's go ahead and let me go to this post, Fake Friends Leave Real Scars. To date, this particular post is the number one searched in search engines in different countries. I can't even read the language of the Google, so I'm not, you know, but regardless of where people are or what language they speak, what's crazy is that this particular hurt and pain is a universal one. And I think that we all can, you know, relate to the fakeness of somebody in our life or maybe, like, you know, just a really bad heartbreak or something like that. But it is not exclusive to any race, gender, place. Africa, Zimbabwe, California, it's all the same. People are obviously going through it. So I was blessed to have such a response to this post. So here it is. To laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you lived, this is to have succeeded. That is a quote by Mr. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Once again, I have just recently been betrayed by a close friend of mine. To say I'm surprised would be a lie, but to say I am disappointed would be an understatement. I hate the sequence of events that precede betrayal by anybody, let alone somebody considered to be a person close to you or somebody that you've once confided in. The ache in the pit of your stomach from the initial blow of the letdown, the pulsating of your temple as you try to ponder why it's even happening, and the pacing back and forth across an empty room in attempts to maintain your composure. Lessons are very painful in life, but personally, this one hits harder than most. I am very familiar with fake friends and the very real heartache that comes each time their true nature is revealed. Ecclesiastes 7:3 says that sorrow is better than laughter, for by a sad countenance the heart is made better. God sometimes removes people from your life to protect you. Do not run after them. I know that the pain that accompanies the betrayal of a false friend is a sting not like many others. But I also know that the relief of the removal of such a person from your life is just as great. Sometimes we're unaware of the wolves in sheep's clothing that have crept into our houses. We are left to wonder which is worse. A, that they were wolves from the start, or B, we're just now figuring it out. Either way, it really hurts. I'm getting a little bit better at acceptance and trusting that there is a reason for the way things happen sometimes. We don't always understand why the temporal pain we feel may very well be for long-term happiness. God, however, knows every single time, and I can personally thank him for removing certain people throughout my life I probably would have held on to ignorantly forever. If someone has lied to you, hurt you, or hindered your progress in life repeatedly, chances are they're wolves too. Forgiveness is necessary, but self-sabotage is not. If you are involved with angry, jealous, or spiteful people, posing as your friends yet acting more like your enemies, begin to actively take inventory of these types of people in your life and honestly start to remove them accordingly. Pray for strength and follow through. Pray for each person as well as you bid them farewell. Fake friends are a very real problem for us all. Not many can say that we have not experienced one in our life at some point. Despite a few bad apples, the harvest of your relationships will prove to be pie-worthy. Do not be bitter in the betrayal of these people, but allow these experiences to make you a bit better each time. Being a good person does not depend on your religion, your status in life, your race, your skin color, political view, or culture. It depends on how you treat others. All right, so that was Fake Friends Leave Real Scars. And I mean, how many of us have experienced the very real letdown of fake people in our lives? My guess is probably everybody. It's awful. But what's awesome is in retrospect, every single time God is able to remove those feelings and the ickiness and show you just why in the first place that it's a blessing they aren't around in any event. So, I mean, I can tell you, like, whether it was an ex-boyfriend or, you know, a friend that I had become close to, you know, making friends and putting yourself out there isn't very easy to do in the first place. So once you've kind of gone through the motions and then you realize it was all for nothing, it's really hard to accept that. But you need to, and you need to let it go, and forgiveness is vital. That is the key. You got to forgive, and you have to keep loving. You can't harden yourself up because of these experiences. When you love, it's pretty much a given that there's a chance that you will get hurt. People hurt people. But God is there to love you, and when you really, really get to know him and feel that kind of unconditional love, all of a sudden you don't really care anymore who's talking about you, who's fake, because you're really caught up in what an ethereal connection feels like. And the pettiness of the world kind of just drifts away a little bit. So I'm a witness to that. I think I talk to birds and, you know, sit in nature more than I talk to people these days, because God is, I mean, he's awe-inspiring. You sit there, and if you actually just listen with nature, is a ridiculously cool teacher of the exertion of power and what it really feels like to have the Creator on your side. So next time you're in a park, trust me, you listen to your heartbeat, take a minute, don't think, don't act, don't answer your phone, just listen to God and feel that kind of love, and it gets a little bit easier to heal from people, you know, because if God is for you, then who can really be against you, you know, and if they're removed from your life, chances are God doesn't, you know, he knows farther down the road why they're not there anyway, so. All right, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to go into the musical minute. I'm going to explain that to you guys. I don't think I have yet, but if you've noticed, every single episode I play a song. Music is extremely inspirational for me. There's not a blog post I don't write if I'm not listening to music or photography, things like that. I'm very visual, but music is a big part of my writing and my life and my relationship with God. So, and happiness. I think music is super cool. So my musical minute is going to be a song that either pertains to the specific topic of the day, or maybe it was the song I actually was listening to when I wrote the piece, or maybe it just is on the blog itself. In any event, musical minute, every episode is going to be break. It's going to segment the episode into two sections, and then we'll come back from that. So this song that I picked for this episode is called "The War Is Over" by Kelly Clarkson. Great song. Love Kelly. She's talented. But, you know, usually songs like this I would dedicate to, like, an ex-boyfriend, or, you know, those songs you hear and you're like, I'm so dedicating that to so-and-so. But now that I'm a little bit spiritually mature, I realize that this battle that we're fighting and these things that we go through are much more on a deeper level. The battle is with the enemy. And so this song is my song to the enemy. And it goes along very well with forgiveness and letting go. And the war is over. Okay? God is victorious. Good wins. We are blessed. And we choose those things. So as long as we, you know, keep in the forefront, our priority is God and his love, and the rest will fall into place. So treat yourself good, you know, protect yourself, strengthen your heart and your mind and your body. And the war we fight may be raging, but it's already won, so we're golden. So here's "The War Is Over" by Kelly Clarkson. I'll see you guys in just a minute.
Watch the days rush by me like a river. I shouldn't wait, but I'm scared to touch the water. I let the phone ring, why won't you believe me? I wait for silence, it takes a lot not to answer. All I have to say is just
Sometimes realize how blessed we are in the midst of, you know, our situations, even when they're bad. You know, we do have a God that is watching over us and loves us and is bigger than any of that stuff. So if you really think about it, you know, we have no reason to be afraid. Today, I actually, if you guys want to check it out, I actually just released my newest blog post, and it's called Spiritual Eclipse, One Foot in the World. And the Lord put it on my heart to really just reflect on the fact that, you know, there is always a, you know, return of reverse effect for good and evil, God and the enemy. There's always a reaction. There's always something that isn't, if there's something that is. But God is bigger than it all. He created it all. He wrote it. He wrote your heart. So, you know, what I encourage is, you know, if you guys have been affected by people that have betrayed you, maybe even yourself. I think a lot of the times we expect so much from other people, but we're really faking ourselves out because we don't really get real with who we are and what we accept and what we should be giving out to others as well. You got to start with yourself. And you know, so many of us want to progress, but we don't want to change anything. We want to keep it the same, but that's not how it works. You know, God is a shaker and a mover, and if we are stagnant, then we're in serious trouble. So when God starts mixing the pot and stirs you up and, you know, you have a good cry or things like that, those things are not bad things. They're great things. They're released. They're like that chafe stuff, you know, that burns real quick. God has to burn it down so he can build and fill you up with what's actually meaningful and necessary in your life. But we struggle so many times with our own letting go. If we would have just, like, remember the Israelites, they wandered around aimlessly for 40 years when they could have made it to their destination in 14 days if they would have just got down to business. We do that. We wander around and around and around in circles and make things so much more complicated when it took God a day to get him through the Red Sea. It's like, that's what happens. God is not the, you know, things will happen very quickly if we move out of the way. So I encourage you guys to check out my post, Spiritual Eclipse. I worked on it all day today, but I love it. But I haven't written in a while, and so this seems to be the topic and the theme worldwide. You know, I was watching TVN all day this morning, and it doesn't matter who was on, Joyce Myers, you know, Joseph Prince, all of them, the whole message, every single person was talking about was grace and forgiveness and God's plan for us. And I think that's awesome because I scripted this message days before even that was even shown to me, and it's just validation that it is. The main theme of everything, you guys, is that God is in control. We are not. And even though we try so hard to figure things out, like we can't. Our little finite minds aren't able to compute the mastery of the works of God. He is the only one capable of the mastermind. We have no idea. So stressing, wondering, I wonder how this is going to work out. There's just no way. Well, of course, to us it would look that way because our minds have no capability whatsoever of the supernatural. But God does. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, have you ever seen a thunderstorm or lightning or anything like that? It's epic. So just receive God's love and receive it. Believe it. That you know, these things are available to you. That's why God has promised, that we are loved. And, we've already been redeemed. Thank you, Jesus. He has paid the price and we are golden. But how it's not lack of faith, it's loss of disbelief that we struggle with. Me personally, I have a lot of faith. Faith is not the issue. However, do I still disbelieve? Do I really believe in, it's not the faith, it's the disbelief. So we need to really work on that and trust that you are worth it. These people that hurt you, that walk all over you, there's absolutely no reason why that would be okay. Manipulation, and you know better when someone hits you in an abusive relationship to keep you around. When somebody pushes you, when someone has to stomp on you to keep you around, a stasis is what it's called, that's not right because you're meant to soar. You're a heavenly ethereal being. You're connected to God. So if somebody's going to stomp on God, then they really have an arrogant, egotistical problem. You probably don't want to be around them anyway. But you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, it took me a very long time and going through an abusive relationship to realize my worth until one day God just said, Erica, like, and my mom had said, what kind of woman does that make you? Yeah, they're doing these horrible things, but we allow the people to do those things. It starts with you. You do not need to carry bitterness around. Forgive. Pray against the forces behind these people's actions. Strengthen your heart. Love and let God love you. Listen to him. I'm not preaching right now. I'm promising. The Bible is a bunch of love letters from God to you, and instruction on how to avoid things like this. So that way you're not running around feeling like a horrible, just worthless thing all day. That's nonsense. The Bible is awesome. It's a blueprint for your betterment. And, talk to him. And he wrote the story for you. A lot of us go through these hard times and we go to all these people like, why would they do that? And what do you think I should do? And the advice that we're receiving is pointless. It doesn't do anything. It's gossip. And then 9 times out of 10, that person goes and talks about it with 10 other people and your whole business is put on blast. Why talk to Moses when you can talk to God? That's what I say. Take it to him. He wants to love you. He wants you to feel that. But you have got to give him the time. You've got to really just get out of the light and get in front of your destiny. And trust me, God has awesome things planned for us all. We do not need, nor were we created, to sit and deal with trouble and barely getting by every day. Trust God. Trust yourself. Trust that you're worth it. And, it's all in our own time, though. These lessons are very hard to learn, and they're learned in individual timing. This is not something that's, I'm not going to tell you to get better today, and you're going to go skip down the street and not feel these things anymore. That's just not realistic. But I am saying it will get better. And if you guys ever want to talk to me, you guys know my contact information. I'm always here to talk. I'm always here for prayer. I'm always here for you guys. And I have no problem telling you my dirty laundry. That's what this is about. My message is that I've been there, done that, hurt, been the hurter, on both ends of the spectrum here. I've also been a faker. And the pain that I've caused my family and the people that I was lying to is far worse than anything that somebody can do to me. That is my motivation. I will never want to be responsible for that kind of hurting and pain again to somebody. It's just absolutely selfish and rude. And, you know, but let it go. Just love, be happy. And anyways, I am running out of time, you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I actually talked the entire time. Is that not weird? Well, hello, it's me. But no callers. Mr. Lee Kresser was supposed to call this episode, but he probably got into something because he is a very busy man for the kingdom. So God bless you guys. Next week, I believe, I would like to get in a little bit with addiction. I haven't really vocalized my drug addiction with my readers. I've written a lot about it. Actually, not really that much about it, but there's an awesome poem I wrote called Addicted. I'm going to probably share it with you guys because, you know, fake friends hanging on to things that hurt us, I think that would be a nice little transition into being dependent on things other than what actually better our lives, you know, addictions, things like that. Because we're lacking somewhere else inside. So, yeah, tune in next Thursday, same time, same place. I heart you guys. I appreciate all your support. Check me out, brightstar2911.wordpress.com, and I will see you guys next Thursday. God bless you. I heart you.